Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this special edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And I'm Angie.
Angie's here. Angie and I are both jet-lagged and a little tired.
But I'm so glad to have y'all back.
We're glad to be here.
We are glad to be on this side of the pond. But we had so much fun in London.
I was going to say, tell me all about it, because I had to sit over here and taking care of business in Memphis while you guys were in London. So tell me about the exhibit.
Yeah, Angie, tell us, because I'm going to take a nap while you do that.
We actually did some TCBing over there. I mean, it's quite amazing. Being at the O2 is such an amazing facility.
Right.
You know, and I mean, it's one of those things that if you think about it, if Elvis was still here with us and was still performing, the O2 would definitely be a venue that he would perform at.
Oh, for sure.
You know, so to be able to be kind of in residence there for the next 9 months and call the O2 home is a really great thing. I mean, not to mention the exhibit is fabulous.
Right.
You know,
beyond
right.
Fabulous.
It came together and it's amazing. And the British fans are so warm and welcoming, and they are so appreciative that we've actually been able to bring things direct from Graceland over there. And some things
347?
Yes, 347 pieces. And that seems like a huge number, but then when we have close to 2 million items in our archives, it really is a drop in the bucket. But some of the pieces we were able to take over there are real significant pieces, you know, like the 56 Lincoln and the Red MG and the American Eagle jumpsuit is paying a visit there for a short period of time.
But also some really special things from Graceland, because some of the fans that we met had never been to Graceland and said they'd never be able to make the trip to Graceland. And this was kind of their trip to Disney World. And we took a few pieces from the house.
Exactly. The funny thing is that when we started putting the Graceland room together, which probably is my favorite part of the exhibit.
Mine as well.
Because, I mean, it's as close to walking into Graceland as you possibly could get besides walking through the front door here. But when the picture went up on the wall of the living room and we had the bus that sits on the table between the two chairs.
Yeah.
And I looked at that case, and there's the bust in the picture, and we physically had the bust that we set right next to it.
Right.
And it was just like, that's just so cool,
yeah,
you know?
That is.
And it just, same thing with the jungle room. We had the picture of the jungle room with the tiger statue, and then we had the tiger statue in the case. So it was little things like that that really made those rooms really pop and really stand out for people. And then again, the look at the intimate side of Elvis, the more personal side that not everyone gets a chance to see unless you actually are here at Graceland.
Right.
You know, the look inside his wallet and the look at his jewelry and into his wardrobe and into the book collection and things like that, that, you know, you get if you come here, but not necessarily get at other museums.
Well, and I saw in some of the articles that were written while you guys were over there, there was a picture of you brought Elvis's keys, like his keys to Graceland. The keys to Graceland. I think that's so cool. And I mean, not many people get to see those. And that's just a really neat experience to have.
Yeah. So it was really cool to be able to pull all of this together. And I mean, I think the other unique thing about, or something that I learned by putting all this together, is that unlike here in the States where, you know, Elvis bust on the scene and we're seeing him on the Dorsey Brothers stage show and the Ed Sullivan show and all the controversy and all of that that happened in 56, the people in the UK and the fans in the UK really were introduced to Elvis the movie star.
Right.
And really not until he was in King Creole, which was his fourth film, that he really kind of, you know, make a significant, you know, presence in the UK known. So there was this whole period of Elvis's career that it really seemed like we were able to explore and introduce to the UK fans that unless you were really a diehard, you might not have known about.
That's really interesting. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. I didn't either until we put the exhibit together.
That's really cool. And so the exhibit kind of, you just kind of walk through and you're seeing like different rooms.
It's very much a timeline. It kind of begins in Tupelo, then moves to a Sun Studio in Memphis, then to Elvis Mania, Elvis in the Army, Purchase of Graceland, Elvis in the Movies, Vegas in 68.
Yeah.
And it really tells a really comprehensive story.
And we tried to use Elvis's voice as much to tell the story. So when you first walk into the Tupelo experience, you hear Elvis talking about when he was a kid that his mom and dad said that he used to run away from them in church and, you know, beat time up in the front of the church. And then he, you know, that the first time he really performed was at the Mississippi Fair where he sang Old Shep and he won fifth place, which he thought they gave to him because they felt sorry for him. You know, things like that. And so we really tried to use Elvis's voice as much as we could to put the story together.
That's really cool. I mean, the way way that you're describing it is, if you don't know who Elvis is, by the time you leave, you know everything there is to know about Elvis's career, and that's amazing.
Exactly. And I think, I mean, the personal highlight for a lot of the people that were at the exhibit is that at the very end, we have a concert. And so before you get to go into the concert, there's like a pre-concert setup where you're hearing like sound check going on and things like
cool.
that. And then you go into the next room, which actually we present a 26-minute show, which really kind of encapsulates Elvis's entire career and really captures who he was as an entertainer.
That's really cool. Well, kudos to you guys for putting that
kudos
together.
Kudos to Angie.
I mean,
kudos to everyone. I mean, the team in the UK were amazing. I mean, we couldn't have done it without the support of the design firm from Scotland and the guys in the UK that were at my beck and call to put everything together when we were screaming across the venue at them. You know, I mean, everybody worked nonstop to make it what it was. I mean, considering that from the time we first heard the word O2 till the time we opened was literally 12 weeks.
Wow.
So it really was a team effort putting it together and making it the success that it is.
Like we say, it takes a village.
It does.
TCB.
And that's what we are. Well, thank you so much. And just to kind of, you know, end the podcast, let's talk about birthday for a minute, because it's coming.
It's around the corner.
It really is.
I mean, I think we're 20 days away.
Oh my goodness.
Which is crazy. But we actually just announced a new guest, which is Bill Wallace, aka Superfoot. He's gonna be here. He's joining Peter Guralnick at the Conversations on Elvis, which is on Thursday, January 8th, which is going to be a huge day. But I'm really interested to hear from Bill Wallace, because he told me he hasn't been back since the 70s.
Which is going to be a really amazing story, because him and Elvis, I mean, that story really hasn't been told.
Right.
So it's really going to be really cool to get Bill's perspective on the Elvis that he knew.
Right.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to hear Bill talk about the karate aspect of Elvis and how him and Elvis connected.
And, I mean, Elvis loved karate.
He sure did. And even though it's only been announced a few hours at this point, fans are already really excited and chatting about it.
Yeah. I mean,
and I know that we've had him on the list for years trying to get him to come. And so it's amazing that, you know, for Elvis's 80th birthday that we were able to make this happen.
It's going to be really exciting. And don't miss the cake cutting ceremony.
Yes, you have been warned. Just be here.
And I mean, we're going to have a great cake. I'm super excited about it. We're going to have a lot of other special guests that we will announce very soon. But all the information about birthday is on Graceland.com. It's going to be really exciting.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
So be sure and make your way to Memphis for the annual birthday celebration. A full list of events online at Graceland.com. Tickets still available. And we will chat with you guys next week before we say Merry Christmas from Graceland.